former Governor Craig Benson of New Hampshire. He's also a very, very successful entrepreneur and a college teacher at Babson on entrepreneurism. Don't hold that against him. But I asked the former governor, Craig Benson, what do we do about this? Everything we do about this locally here in New Hampshire, to what military members know that this is crazy. And he had some thoughts. Thanks for joining us, Governor. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing?
Good. I promise you in this interview, I will not ask you one question. You ready?
That's not like you.
I'm not going to ask you if you're considering a run for president in 2024. I'm gonna spare you that question.
You'd be the only one who would ask me that question. So there you go.
Well, I could ask you if you're running for the Senate, but let's get back to the series. You as a chief executive, you've governed, you know this stuff, you solve problems all the time. I don't have a lot of confidence that Joe Biden's going to stand up and say anything, or, you know, I hope Senator Shaheen will do something about this, but I don't want to wait on Washington. What can we do here in New Hampshire to let these military members know, no, you're not going to be on the hook for this because you aren't the reason that you were told to leave the military. What are your thoughts?
Well, Jack, I know that when you do a signing bonus for an employee and down the road you decide that they're not adequately doing their job or whatever and you fire them, you don't get the signing bonus back. That's a condition that you presented to them for employment. So if you decide to fire them down the road, you're not getting the money back. But let's add to it. If you change the condition of employment and then fire them because of that change, that changes the job that you signed up for to get the bonus to begin with. So if you joined and there was no vaccine mandate that, or you'd be fired, then the condition changed. So for two reasons, it doesn't make sense. The question, what do we can do in New Hampshire? We can get a little crazy if you like. The state could get with the people that served in the military and file suit against the federal government if they decide they want to do this. Mm-hmm. Or the state could help them with short-term loans and then figure out a way to get rid of those loans down the road for those that are in a real bind, and some people probably are.
Or forgive the loans.
Yeah, or forgive the loans. And the legislature could give that power to the governor. Mm-hmm. So you could do a number of things. But I think our own Department of Labor, if the federal government was to come in and sit next to a soldier and say why they think it's, I think our own Department of Labor would say, no, you can't do that. So I think we have power within some of our state departments to undo this, too.
Yeah, and I got to think, and now I don't want to get into other stuff, former Governor Craig Benson on Good Morning New Hampshire. You know, we throw tens of millions of dollars at federal government at a bunch of stuff, bridges too far, people, this group, that group. But, you know, there's no more important group, in my humble opinion, than the less than 1% serve. I just talked with Mike Pompeo about this. We forced almost 9,000 people out of the military. We already have a recruitment crisis in the Army and the Navy and the Marines and the Air Force and the Coast Guard. We already have a recruiting crisis. So in a state of 1.3 million people, New Hampshire, we do have a high degree of military retired veterans in our population, thank goodness, a little more than 10%. So let's say 125,000, 130,000. But active military in the last couple of years, the numbers can't be that high. I would think that this state could do something proactively to have their back. And you've already talked about a few things. I think we should do that as a state instead of waiting for the federal government to get it right.
Well, I think, you know, federal government's also slow. And if you're going to take money away from somebody that's already gotten it, they probably applied it to car payments and what have you. So they don't have the money to give back.
Right.
And so you need to do something fast. Plus, it's going to weigh on their brain or their partner's brain or both. Mm-hmm. And so this can be fixed. First of all, the government really can do what they're saying they can do.
Right.
But somebody should do something aggressive to force the issue to happen now.
Because you just hit the nail on the head, Craig Benson. You know that in the long run, this is stupid. In other words, the government can't change conditions, and the military member didn't know about this ahead of time. So, you know, eventually, but you know the stress on a couple, Craig Benson. You know, electricity rates are high, grocery bills are high, they might have kids at the home, they're budgeting, and all of a sudden
let's add to this that they lost their job in the military and had to go find something else.
Right, right. And then to get an impersonal email that, oh, by the way, you joined the military and you owe us back $3,200 of your signing bonus prorated. That's stressful. That's stressful. because you might really have to go out and get a lawyer to represent you out of pocket. I just think we need to step up now and let, you know, proactively communicate to active members. Get a phone line set up in New Hampshire. We have your back. This is what we're going to do. We're there for you. I think we owe them that.
And it wouldn't take much.
Yeah.
To your point, it can't be a ton of people, but it is people.
Yeah.
And these are people that have every intention of signing up and serving in the military for God knows how long. Could have been 20 years. They wanted to make a career out of it. That's all gone now.
I know. Hey, listen, thank you for being a problem solver. Great stuff, great ideas. I'm going to push it. Former New Hampshire governor and entrepreneur. And I can say college professor, can I?
You can say college professor.
Entrepreneur.
Don't say president.
Entrepreneurial. No, I won't say presidential candidate. All right, thank you. We could make some news there, though. All right, thank you for Wayne. I'm gonna stay on this. Thank you for some proactive, right, positive ideas, because thank you very
Anytime
much.
Anytime you need me, Jack, you know that.
Well,
have
you,
a great
you know,
day.
Thank you.
Please don't pick on J-Dog. He's a
no,
good
I
guy.
Won't. He is a great guy. But, you know, a lot of times people say, well, what do you do? You can talk about high electricity rates. But what are your ideas? Here we have some constructive ideas right out of the New Hampshire for our military. Thank you.
A couple right, days, maybe I'll think of more crazy ideas. So there you go.